Nikki Wicks is with us. Kia ora, Nikki.
Yes, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And I'm delighted good. Because you have a scrumptious sounding recipe for us today, a peach and vanilla pie. And honestly, you go into the supermarket or you go wherever you get your fruit and veggies at the moment, and it's impossible not to get taken in by those big mounds of peaches and stone fruit.
Oh, the stone fruit at the moment is unbelievable. I honestly think it just gets better from here on in. They've started to really soften up in the shops with this kind of hot, muggy weather we've been having. And they're just sweet as anything. It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? I always come out with far too many for one person as well. But surprisingly, I'm back in a few days. Getting more.
Well, I actually have found that the problem is keeping them fresh at home. So if you're actually better just to buy a few and then to go back and get them in a couple of days' time instead of trying to last a week with stone fruit.
Yeah, exactly. But also do as the orchardists do and pop them in the fridge, which is something that used to always kind of grate against me because I know it sort of stops the sugars developing a little bit. But if you pop them in the fridge, they last for ages, and then take a few out every day. And a wonderful orchardist once told me that they need to be kept at sort of 14 degrees plus, and that will soften them up.
Oh, okay.
Room temperature at the moment, easily above 14 degrees, and then they start to soften up and sweeten up. So, yeah.
That is awesome.
I love them.
Okay.
I know.
Well, you're putting your excess peaches, if ever there were such a thing, to use with a peach and vanilla pie.
Yeah, and this is absolutely gorgeous. Look, I've given our listeners a recipe for the lovely pastry, but I'm not going to go through that, but that's as part of the recipe. Or you can buy a sheet of flaky pastry, your choice. But anyway, and what we've got is we've got this beautiful pie that's got a pastry base. So roll out your pastry to fit around about a 24 to 26 centimetre pie plate. Throw some pastry in there, prick the bottom of it with a fork, and then throw that in the fridge just to chill while you make the rest of the filling.
Cool.
There's a crumble on top of this, so make that next, I would say. And what you do by that is just grab 1/4 cup of icing sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, which just gives a little bit of fluffiness, a good pinch of salt, 6 tablespoons of plain flour, and 55 grams of chilled butter, Jack. And I just throw those into a bowl and just rub it through with my hands till fine breadcrumbs, or throw it in a food processor, either or. So crumble's done. Take that pastry out of the fridge, throw it in an oven at 220 degrees Celsius on quite a high shelf, and just get that pie crust part cooked. So about 12 minutes there. And then smear the bottom of it with, we're going to use 100 grams of creme fraiche all up, but take 50 grams, so half of that, just, a couple of good dollops, and spread that over the base. Spread over half your lovely crumble there, or a third to a half, and then take 4 to 6 peaches, destone them, quarter them, and put those, place those around, sprinkle over a good teaspoon of vanilla, even more, as we were talking about last week. I don't reckon you can have enough vanilla. 3 tablespoons of brown sugar and a good other pinch of salt. Sprinkle that over your peaches and then throw that remaining crumble over top, and then dot it with that creme fraiche, and then cook that. To reduce that temperature of the oven down to about 200 degrees Celsius and bake it for 35 to 40 minutes till it's golden, crunchy. The pastry will start to flake a little bit and go golden, and so will that the top, and your peaches will really soften up. And it's so beautiful. Do leave it for 15 minutes if you can bear it to let it cool down.
Okay.
Because believe it or not, those flavours really develop.
They soak
more
in.
As you cool them down. Yeah, they soak in. I even like it stone cold with a big dollop of whipped cream. And it's just the most beautiful peach pie, I guarantee.
It sounds it sounds amazing. Okay, so and like this would keep for 24 hours or so, fine, right?
Yeah, look, it can go a little bit soggy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
Good.
As long as you've cooked it all the way through at the beginning, a bit of cold pie with a soft base, out of the fridge in the morning before breakfast. Oh. If you can get it before the weekend visitors have gotten out of bed, then I think that's a good thing.
I love it. All right, thank you so much. We will check it up on newstalkzb.co.nz. You got a photo on your Instagram page and Facebook.
Facebook, all over it this morning. Facebook.
Very good.
So, give it a crack. It's a great pie-making weekend.
Thank you, Nick.